Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When Eric Richens' family stood to deliver their impact statements at sentencing, Corey Richens rolled her eyes. She mouthed the words, "What? What?" Remember that? Just like, what? There was like a head shaking. There was kind of like the body goes up and it comes down. What? Almost like a little twist, like a sprinkler going back and forth, in the what out to the entire room, like an oscillating sprinkler of bullshit. She smirked, she made faces when her former sister-in-law described what losing Eric had done to the family. Even if you didn't do it, why are you smirking on someone talking about the loss of the person you supposedly loved, the father to your own damn children? You don't have to absorb it as you did it, but if you didn't in your mind, but smirking, even if someone else did it in the Corey's mind, still, like, what's raw emotion for these people here who are feeling this loss? Oh, how are you able to do that? You have no empathy at all. You can't process things of that nature, and you can't feel things of that nature. That's why you come across to the rest of the world as a blithering fucking alien moron. She smirked. She made faces. She maintained that posture while therapists read statements from her own children, children who described being locked in rooms and the basement, who said their mother had threatened to harm their pets, who said they were denied food. Children who referred to her as Corey, not Mom. Children who asked the judge for the harshest possible punishment. Contempt through all of it. Then the defense's turn came, and Corey's mother took the stand, her sister, her brother. They called her the glue of the family. And they said her innocence would shine too brightly to be contained, and Corey just dissolved, full visible, uncontrolled sobbing, just, oh, the adoration. The first genuine emotional display the courtroom had seen from her throughout all of the trial. Pain directed at her produced contempt. Praise directed at her produced tears. That behavioral spill tells you more about the psychology of Corey Richens than any piece of evidence introduced at trial and everything that followed in that courtroom. The 45-minute address, the denials, the life advice, the promises had to be understood through that split. Because it reveals what triggers her emotional systems. Not suffering, not her children's fear, not the weight of what she was convicted of doing. Validation. Validation is the only signal that gets through. Everything else bounces off. May 13th of 2026, what would have been Eric Richens' 44th birthday, Corey stood at the podium in lime green prison jumpsuit, that is, handcuffed, shackles around her waist, flanked by her attorneys because she wasn't a big enough girl to go on the stand and tell her story herself. She had to have three people all standing around her. You can do it, Corey. You got this, big girl. For the first time since before trial, she was allowed to speak, and everything that had been compressed behind 3 weeks of silence and a unanimous verdict came out all at once. What she said in those 45 minutes is the most complete psychological document this case has produced. More revealing than the Google searches, more revealing than the walk the dog letter, because this time it wasn't a hidden letter or a monitored phone call. It was Corey at a podium addressing a courtroom and three cameras, unfiltered by legal strategy, unchecked by counsel, telling the world who she believes she is. And if you've been with me through this series, if you've watched us break down the wiring, the compartments, the reflexes, the shutdown, this speech is where it all converges. This is the broken brain on full display with no one left to stop it. And what she chose to do with that moment tells you everything about what this psychology is ultimately for. She wasn't saying goodbye. She was planting seeds. She spoke directly to her sons. "I did not abandon you," she said. "I did not just walk out of your lives one day, never to return, never to call, never to show up, regardless of what anyone tells you. I would never, ever. And I am so sorry, regardless of what anyone tells you." His sons had just told the courtroom they were afraid of her. Their therapist read out loud their words. The children described a childhood that sounded like survival, and Corey's response was to tell them that the narrative they've been given by the family raising them is wrong, and their memories of being locked in rooms, wrong, the fear manufactured, their request for life without parole, the product of influence, not experience. In the same breath where she said, "I'm so sorry," she was telling her children that the things they're sorry about didn't happen the way they remember. That's not exactly comfort. That's an overwrite, an attempt to install her version of events inside her children's minds, even from a podium where she's about to receive life without parole. Then the admission that surprised even people who'd followed the case closely. "I fell in love with someone who wasn't your dad," she told her sons. "Your dad fell in love with someone who wasn't me. I did things behind your dad's back. He did things behind mine. Don't keep secrets. Always put your spouse first. And then our love never failed." She admitted to the affair and neutralized it in the same sentence. Why? Because both of them did it. It cancels out in Corey's mind. No, there's no evidence of his actual affair, but, you know, if Corey says it out loud, it makes it true in her world. And despite everything, the infidelity, the financial chaos, the insurance manipulation, the prenuptial battles, the living trust Eric created specifically to protect his assets from her, their love never failed. The marriage that ended in murder described as an enduring love. The audience can hear the contradiction. The judge can hear it. Corey can't. Because the contradiction only exists if you hold both truths in the same frame. And her psychology was designed at the most fundamental level to prevent that from ever happening. "God did not put me in this world to take a life." That sentence is not an evidentiary claim. It's an identity claim. Not "I didn't do it," but "I am not the kind of person who could do it." She's not arguing facts. She's arguing essence. The person the jury convicted does not exist. The person standing at this podium is incapable of what the verdict describes. Therefore, the verdict is wrong. Not because the evidence was insufficient, because Corey Richards, as she understands herself, is not a killer. The logic is circular, impenetrable, and entirely sincere. As much as you've been influenced into thinking that Dad was murdered, or that I took your dad from you, that is completely wrong. An absolute lie. Directly to her children, on camera, in a courtroom. The unanimous verdict, the 3 weeks of evidence, and the lived experience of the people raising those boys, all of it, an absolute lie. She told three traumatized children that the reality confirmed by 12 jurors, a judge, forensic evidence, and their own statements to therapists is fabricated. And she said it with the emotional conviction of someone delivering an important truth. But the line that matters most, the one that will outlast the trial, the verdict, the sentence, and probably Corey herself, came near the end. Looking at her son, she said, "Never apologize for something you didn't do. Never admit to something you didn't feel. And never beg for mercy for something you didn't do." It's not really a statement. It's an instruction, a piece of code transmitted from a mother to her children in the last public moment she'll may ever have with them. And its function isn't comfort or wisdom or even denial. Its function is recruitment. She's telling three boys, boys who are afraid of her, who asked for life without parole, who described a childhood of being locked in basements and denied food, to adopt her defiance as their own. Be like mom. To carry it forward, to never accept the reality that 12 jurors, a judge, and their own therapist, what they confirmed. She isn't saying goodbye to her children, she's enlisting them. Planting a seed she hopes will generate and germinate over years, over decades, until one day those boys look back and wonder if maybe their mother was right. If maybe the system was corrupt, if maybe what they remember isn't what happened. And people like Corey love folks that they can bamboozle to think their way. They don't care who they destroy in the process, as long as there's another voice backing up their chaos. That's what the speech was for. Not the judge, not the gallery, not the camera, the boys. Because the boys are the only audience that matters now. They're the only people on earth who might, in 10 or 15 or 20 years, be persuadable. Everyone else has heard the evidence and rendered judgment. But three young minds, traumatized, confused, missing their father, and frightened of their mother, those are minds where a seed can still take root if you water it long enough. According to reporting, Corey sent her children the message, "The cards and letters will never stop. I will never stop." Can't stop, won't stop, even though the kids just begged you to stop. That's the missing statement right there. The mission statement. Not "I love you and I'm sorry." Not "I hope you find peace." Not any of that. It's "I will never stop." The letters will keep coming from prison for years, for decades, each one carrying the same message. Your reality is wrong. The people raising you are misleading you. Your mother was innocent. And one day you'll understand. This is where the entire psychological architecture was built. And what it was built for, not the murder, not the insurance money, not even the self-preservation. At the deepest level, this kind of psychology in Corey exists to perpetuate itself. It needs believers. It needs an audience that accepts the constructed reality as true. And when the adults in the courtroom, the jury, the judge, the public rejected that reality unanimously, the psychology pivoted to the only audience left, three children, who didn't yet have the tools to evaluate exactly what they were being told. Judge Richard Marzek sentenced Corey Richens to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He noted the sequence, the Valentine's Day attempt, the 17-day escalation, the completed act, and said a person convicted of those things is simply too dangerous to ever be free. The sentencing fell on Eric's birthday. He would have been 44. His sons, all under 14, had asked the court through their therapist for the harshest possible punishment. One of them wrote that after his father died, Corey would put us in the basement while she was with the neighbor. They called her Corey, not Mom. The question that haunts every person who has followed this case is whether she knows, whether somewhere underneath all of it, she knows what she did. And the honest answer is, it doesn't matter. Not for the boys. Whether Corey is performing innocence or genuinely experiencing it makes no functional difference to three children who will receive letters from prison for the next 40 years telling them their father wasn't murdered and their fear was manufactured. The psychological damage is identical either way. The seed gets planted either way. The childhood that should be dedicated to healing gets interrupted over and over by a voice from behind bars insisting that the healing itself is based on a lie. That's what I hope keeps coming back. to not Corey, the boys. They realize what's happening here. Three kids who lost their father to fentanyl poisoning, who described a childhood of punishment and control to a therapist who read their words in open court, who asked a judge to make sure their mother could never come home, have already endured more than most adults will face in a lifetime, and who now face a future where the woman convicted of killing their father will write to them consistently, persistently, for as long as she's alive, telling them none of it happened. I hope they have the strength to keep their walls up. She'll never apologize, never admit, never beg for mercy. That's the inheritance she left them from that podium. Not love, not remorse, not the grace of a mother letting go so her children can heal. A command, a recruitment pitch disguised as life advice. The last act of a psychology that could not, even in its final public moment, prioritize someone else's pain over its own survival. Eric Richens deserved a wife who saw him as a person, not a payout. His boys deserve a future that isn't haunted by letters telling them their own memories are lies. They deserve to grow up in homes with open doors and honest conversations and adults who tell them the truth, even when it's ugly. They deserve to build their own lives, not lives defined by the architecture of the woman who took their father. Maybe that's the reason to tell the story, not to understand Corey, not to decode the pathology or map the architecture or trace the reflex, but to see it clearly enough that those boys and anyone else who's ever been on the receiving end of this kind of mind can recognize it for what it is. That's what the series has been about. Not necessarily diagnosing her, not excusing her, breaking down the decision-making process of a broken brain so the rest of us can see the pattern. So the next time someone encounters it in a marriage, in a family, in a relationship, they can't quite make sense of, they don't spend years trying to understand something that was never going to make sense by any normal rules. Not love, not devotion, not a mother who can't let go. A machine that only knows how to run. And three boys who deserve more than anything in the world to be free of it. If you have found yourself or recognize yourself in the position of those boys, you deserve it too. Go. Take it. Escape. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. And we'll continue our conversation right there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes on this and the many cases we follow for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.